Hare Krishna, here we are in the Shati of Krishna Balaram in New Mayapur. We had a long drive, 2-day drive, which was surprisingly comfortable, more comfortable than I thought. The least comfortable part was the quality of the seat, car seat. I don't know whoever designs these seats, whether they're ever sat in a car seat before in their life, but they really don't know what they're doing. But aside from that, Shambi Hari Kopeg, like. Aside from that, someone just knocked on the door. It was very, very good. It was really good getting away from the old airport grind. And another form of transport reminded me of the days I used to travel from London to Hungary. Sometimes it was nonstop, sometimes we took our time. Every man you drove. And I just relaxed. A little different being in a car than a motorhome, but there you have it. Okay, now, just briefly, because I'm going to go to the European leaders meeting that we're having for the next 2 days, which is followed by the European GBC's meeting. And Pradhan Maharaj gave class today, and I thought it was a very instructive and funny example of what you see on the title of cleanliness in the mode of ignorance. He was giving this example of how people in Mongolia, that they only bathe once a week. Now that in itself is already an eye raiser in today's world anyway, but be that as it may, that's not the end of the story. So it sounds, this was Bhakti Bhai Bhavmash, who was the GBC there, that has a habit of bathing once a week, and they bathe in the tub. And as you'll see from the example, I don't know why, I guess that's a little more tamagoon, because we could certainly get a lot more showers out of a bathtub, but they bathe in a tub, and there's, say, a family of seven. So the father bathes first, then the mother bathes in the same water, then the children bathe, and the littlest children is the last one to bathe, and everyone's bathing in everyone else's water. So cleanliness is good. But you can see different types of cleanliness. And as in the 11th canto, Krishna says that we should choose the quality of the water that we use, that we bathe in. Well, here it is. This is water in the mode of ignorance, some water that someone has already bathed in before. A little puzzling to me why they don't shower, because from a bathtub you can get like 5-10 showers and everyone can have a nice fresh shower, but maybe the answer is the same. It's due to the nature of the modes that people are in. So let's take control of our lives and choose the quality of water that we use for drinking, bathing, and so on. Hare Krishna.